You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I are sitting here looking at this story, and we were chatting about this off the air. The story about tips on how to stop reaching for your phone as soon as you wake up. So rather than spending a lot of time talking about what these tips are from the experts, how to stop reaching for your phone first thing in the morning, I think it's more of a discussion here of, is that a bad thing? And if so, why?
It truly is the first thing I do every morning because I use my alarm clock on my phone as my alarm clock. And that's the number one thing on the list. Stop doing that. Get yourself an actual alarm clock. So, yeah, I mean, it is truly the first thing I grab in the morning and look at. And
okay, same here because I use the alarm also. But then when I'm lying there in bed, I spend about 10 minutes just looking at stuff. I will look at the weather. I always do that. I will look at sports scores because I'm that way. I will look at some of my own business stuff that's on there. I do all of that. And this story is making it sound like reaching for your phone first thing in the morning is a bad thing and you should stop doing it.
Yeah, I think it is.
So I'm asking why.
I mean, I will stand there. When I'm standing there brushing my teeth in the bathroom in the morning, I'm scrolling through my phone. And I know I have to stop doing that because I'm immediately getting all the bad news in the world because I'm just kind of scrolling through the news stories for the day. It's all bad news, so you're instantly getting bombarded with negative things. You are then I hop over to Instagram to see who's tagged me, who's post, who's whatever. And then you instantly start comparing yourself to everybody and the great night or day that they had the day before. And you're like, man, I've got a sucky life right in the morning while I'm brushing my teeth. And then third, I usually get annoyed because of the comments and posts that come in on some of our social media throughout the night. And we've got a lot of followers and a lot of opinions and a lot of comments. So I'm getting bad news. I'm comparing and I'm getting annoyed all before I'm done brushing my teeth. It's bad. It's all
well,
bad.
All of that makes sense.
It does, doesn't it?
Now, the reason why I was perplexed is because I don't do any of those things. So I am not checking. I don't like looking at. You are a news hound. I am not. I don't watch the news. I don't read news stories on my phone other than sports. I check the weather. I check sports. I check the.
Well, you could get irritated with sports if you're like a sports guy checking, you know?
Yeah, but I don't. I tend to just shake my head more. I'm not a sports fan who gets pissed when my team loses. I'm just kind of like, idiots.
Well, think of the people that are, though. I mean, this is
right.
I mean, we're talking about the society here.
You're right, and I'm saying that's why I didn't understand. And I don't check social media first thing in the morning either.
Yeah.
So I have cut out the things that are causing you the stress. And when you tell me about it, I'm like, well, that makes sense. No wonder you're thinking it's a bad thing.
Like, I'm leaving the house and I'm gripping that steering wheel awful tight, you know, and it's all like, because it's my phone.
I choose, I guess, to use this digital babysitter as a force for good. Many times.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I'm not completely immune. I mean, I do see stuff on my phone that kind of upsets me. But first thing in the morning, I guess I'm not checking that stuff. Especially social media. You know, and I think you're a little irritated with me, and I don't blame you. But I have really, for the most part, checked out of social media over the last almost year. And I don't really miss, and I'm not an evangelist. I'm not, you don't hear me coming on the air telling people, you need to give up your social media. You don't hear me doing that.
No, you don't.
It's like, you didn't see me go onto Facebook and do a big post, right?
Yes.
I hate those. Facebook. Yeah, they're stupid. It's just like, just leave. You don't have to. Gretchen had the best line for it that I've stolen from her, and she might have gotten it from someone else, so I'm not saying she wrote it. But it's always funny, and I've kind of been tempted to use it when people write to us and say they're never going to listen anymore. But it definitely applies to the people who do big posts on Facebook to say, I am leaving. And she's like, this is not an airline. You do not need to announce your departure.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'm like, that is hilarious.
Yep.
So
just
I'm
get
not
off
trying
the plane.
To be an evangelist and tell people to stop doing it and, ooh, I'm superior to you. It's just like, eh, it was just, there was too much negativity.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Was kind of just bringing me down.
Absolutely. And I mean,
and
I'm
you're
up.
Putting that in your head first thing in the morning.
And, you know, it's like, I usually post fun things, funny links, you know,
do.
Witty comments, cool little questions you can answer. And there's always just people that have to take jabs and ruin something that's being, you know, extremely lighthearted with, that I'm being lighthearted with. And yeah, there's just always those people that are constant Debbie Downers, and it gets me.
This needs to be said. I may be biased because you're my buddy and I work with you. However, I firmly believe that you do social media right.
Yes.
The problem is the average person does not do social
they
media
don't.
Right.
They don't.
Or maybe
man.
The average person does, but there's enough of the negative Nellies and the, well, actually dudes
mm-hmm.
and all that, that kind of ruins it for everybody
they
else.
Surely
it only
do.
Takes a couple.
They surely do, man. They'll spin whatever you put on there into something political or something negative or some sort of condition that somebody has. And you're like, hey, man, I'm just, you know, asking what a crazy thing on top of spaghetti would be, you know? All of a sudden,
right.
I'm like racist.
All right, so the tips, if you are like Jeremy and you feel like it's a bad thing to reach for your phone first thing in the morning, they do say of their tips, start using an actual alarm clock instead of your phone, because then you won't be grabbing the phone.
Yeah.
You know, even for a legit reason. Then they're also encouraging you to keep that phone in another room at night. I think
that's
hard. A strong idea.
That's a good idea, but man, hard, right?
I know a couple of people who do that. I know two people who keep their phone like downstairs and the bedroom is upstairs.
Willpower.
Start a different morning ritual. I was thinking about this for you because they're talking about, you know, start by making yourself a cup of coffee or tea, writing in a journal, stretching, going outside, cracking open a good book, doing all of that.
It's different for us, though, when we get up so early, though. We're on a time crunch.
But let's say you shut your alarm off.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of while you're brushing your teeth, you know, scrolling through, maybe you just set a limit. Like, I'm not going to check social media until 9 a.m.
Nah, can't do it.
well,
again, we can't with our job. I can't.
Oh, that's number four on the list here. Set up restrictions for the early a.m. hours. That's what I just said to you. Okay, well.
After all this, I mean, just put your phone down. That should just be like the bottom line. Turn your alarm off and just put your phone down.
Yeah, but there's been enough science stories that show what the addiction process is like.
Yeah, it's the dopamine hit.
It's the same thing
get.
With like food, right? And they say put the, you know, put the chips down, put the donuts down and stuff like that. It's easy to say that, but you know, people have real problems about it. Speaking of which, I have to commend you, Jeremy.
What?
You turned me on to that Netflix show Explained.
Great show, right? Series.
And I watched 3 or 4 of them, because they're only like 20 minutes.
Super quick.
So over the last couple of days, I think I've watched 3 of them. And one of them was about why diets fail. I just found that really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about a lot of that stuff. You know, it's like people say, oh, all you got to do is diet and exercise. But they were explaining why, with your brain, why that's hard for some people.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, they're great little 20-minute hits. I mean, they don't go into real deep detail on these things, but you kind of get a broad view of why things happen. And the last one I watched was on skin and everything you need to know about your skin. And
oh, I would watch
it. It's just kind of cool. So it's Explained. It's on Netflix. Before you
there you go.
Time.
There's
there
that. Go. So that's a little sidetrack. Sorry
side
to get
track.
Us off on that. But I mean, I think it applies to what we're talking about with the phone and why it's so difficult for people.
Yeah.
Now, if you are listening to our show on your phone right now, ignore everything we just said.